And on the other hand, the denial of Torah Sheba'al Peh by Tzaddik and Baisus. So the last thing we spoke about was the fact that the Torah itself, we do the mitzvahs because that's etzem hakiyum, that is our very existence. And if you and what do we mean? We do it out of love, is because love is an identification with the other to the degree that you are one with them, and therefore the fact that they want something, it's not like they want, it's like I want. Right? We're one and the same. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is, and not only that, but it's my etzem hakiyum, it's my very existence. And let's have a look at the continuation of the Rambam, the bottom of the left hand column. Ama kol echad l'siyah, so meaning tzaddik and baisus, each one said to his friend, shumami b'torah v'cholek ala kabbalah. Right, each one said, not l'siyato, means actually they said to their followers, yeah, look, we believe in the Torah, we just don't believe in the Kabbalah, meaning by Kabbalah we don't mean the modern sense of the term Kabbalah, but we don't believe in the tradition. She'en amitis is not true. V'zekedei liftor atzmam ma'amitzvahs hamakubolos v'agzarias v'atakonos, and they did this in order to exempt themselves from the various mitzvahs that are accepted and the agzarias and the takonos. Achas shelo yuchchos hakol hakosav hamakubol, they couldn't just like throw away everything which is written. Ma'az yatsu elo akitois ra'ois v'yikru be'elo aratzas karayim, and from there evolved many different groups and sects, and in our land we call them karayim. Ushmotam b'fi achachamim tzedukum b'aisusim. V'heim asher echelu lahashiv al kabbalah. These are the people who began the descent from the Torah, the oral tradition. Ulefarish apsukim k'fi mashir lahem, explaining psukim as it appears to them. Mebli sheyishmu lachacham klal, without listening to a chacham at all. Hefech amro yisale al pi haTorah and loy saser. Right, as opposite of what the Torah says in Dvarim. Right, right. Al pi haTorah sheyarucha, mishpat sheyomer lacha, and so on and so forth.
Huh? Which is just
the pshat. It's simple pshat, exactly. They ignore the psukim, right? The truth is, eventually the Karaites developed a whole system of chachomim and hekesh. They were very into that, comparisons in the chumash. They actually started to develop almost like a, you know, their own not a Torah Sheba'al Peh, but their own Masoira type of.
Did you like katzosas kapo and yad tachas yad?
They didn't have the hand. They didn't have the hand. They didn't have the power to do that type of stuff. There was a community of Karaites in Yerushalayim, a little after the time of the Rambam, called the Shoshanim, who were a very interesting group. They produced a lot of writings, primarily on Dikduk and Hebrew language and Pirushim on Tanakh. And they were very into returning to Tzion and rejection of any, you know, obviously rejection of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, but also rejection of any practices which they considered to be like magical or, you know, etc. And very heavy onto the Zeichel Churban. They didn't eat meat, they no music, etc. It was like Sefirah all year. And combine that with eating cold food on Shabbos and sitting in the dark, it must have been real fun. Okay, so he says, Bo'oimek advarim yesh kesher ben shtei achoshois, hachoshes haschar va'oinesh, v'achoshes mesiris Torah Sheba'al Peh. V'aprisha azois me'emunah schar va'oinesh mevi'e b'hechrech, l'aprisha azois me'emunah Torah Sheba'al Peh. He says, must be that the abandonment of the belief in schar va'oinesh led to the abandonment of belief in Torah Sheba'al Peh. How is that? Yesod Torah Sheba'al Peh, who avonas hazeus hamaleya, be mekablei haTorah l'Torah ba'atzma. The foundation of Torah Sheba'al Peh is the absolute identification of the mekablei haTorah with the Torah itself. Im adam mekabel Torah ketzivui chitzoni, if a person accepts the Torah as like an external requirement, command. Mishu acher chutz mimenu mitzave es hadavar hazeh alav. I am being asked by some force outside of myself to do this. Hariyesh kan shnei evrei mitras. There are two sides of the shield of the coin, right? Hashem hamitzave va'adam hamitzave. Not really of a barrier, right? There's Hashem who's commanding and the person who's mitzuve who's commanded. Adam ze ena oisei lemachmas haftochet stadit l'schar nosav. He's doing things because he was he gets a, there's a reward or there's a compulsion. But derech zois gam lo yitachen shachacham yischaber matorah legamrei. He's not going to become one with the Torah. Ad shehu yeneman limsor ois al loshinoi. He is not going to be someone who you can trust totally to transmit the Torah without any changes, because it's not him. He's transmitting something outside of himself, something which is compelled to do. So, you know, certainly can creep into there many, many issues. Ha'emesu achiyuv shel rotzoino yisbara sheniglo b'Torah. The truth is, the rotzon of Hashem are revealed in the Torah. Gilui ha'rotzon hazeh nimtza ba'odom k'shem shehu nimtza b'Torah. The truth is, this rotzon of Hashem is actually found deep within the soul, as much as it's found in the Torah itself. If you could so somehow look into the neshama and understand it completely, you'd also understand the Torah, because it's tailor made for each other. But Torah yesh chiyuv asay v'lois asay kach hamitzvos nitfosos kimischayvos be'etzem havayosom shel mekablei haTorah. The mitzvahs are understood as the very essence of the life of those who receive the Torah. Shizosa metzius hayechida avuram. For them, this is reality. The Chochem can get to a level where he and the Torah become one and the same thing. Mavur. So, you know, it's like, I mean, there are exaggerated forms of this, you know, the stories about briskers and stuff, but it is a certain degree true that, you know, that to a certain degree the halacha actually shapes them. You know, it's like, well, the halacha says I have to be afraid, so I'm afraid. I am now afraid, right? It's like a So one who denies the essence of Schava Onesh, i.e. that the Torah is the Torah of life, it is life itself, he's now going to distrust the Chachamim who transmitted Torah Shebal Peh. Why? Hachayim heim haTorah im haTorah b'zeus maleya. The truth is, the Torah is almost like speaking from his throat, as Nevuah comes from, right? The Chacham is an expert in something which stands outside of himself. He's nothing special. There's nothing special about a Chacham. He just happens to be an expert in certain areas. So if I investigated this area, so I can argue. Hatzidukim Yadush HaKadosh Baruch Hu Danis HaAdam. They believed that God judges people. Achlohe Eminu Bischara Sofi Sham Yiresh HaTorah Hu Etzem HaKiyum. They didn't believe in the final reward, where it will be apparent in that final reward, Olam Haba, which is that the Torah and the human are one and the same. No, whatever Torah is in the neshama, that is my Olam Haba, so to speak. So he says that is what they denied, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give reward or punish or does give reward and punishment. They could accept that, but the idea that there'd be a reward and punishment which is a natural consequence of my very neshama requires believing that the Torah and the neshama have become one, and that requires believing also in that there are certain people who have achieved that level of absolute oneness with the Torah, where, you know, I'm, you know, type of like the Nir Eli of the Rosh, right, or the Nir Eli of the Mba. It's not just it's more than just like, I think, you know, just a expert opinion. Yeah, exactly. It's more than that. It's like the Ramban in Bava Basra, right, on where the Sugya of Chacham Adif Minavi, that the Gemara Lo Nitna Avamisha Nitla Naviya Minanavi Nevuah Minanavi Lo Nitna Minachacham Lo Nitla. So the Ramban says, he says that they mavin mesa emes baruch hakodesh b'kirbam. So, like, through chokhmah they get to a certain level and they understand the truth through the ruach. So it's a different level. Ha'ikah shol schar va'oynesh malamed shatorah hi derech ha'chaim ha'yichida ad shenotzeres zehut bein ha'torah lulam deha v'divreihem torah lo hash'oros ba'alma. Right? I mean, when you learn a tshuva of the Igros Moshe written not that long ago, right, of his understanding of some particular issue, so you're learning Torah. Right? You make Birchas HaTorah on that without a problem. Kabbalah HaTorah zu tfisas hametzias ba'atzma. Ein kan Kabbalah sh'ani kemashu nifrad. Mekabel memishu nifrad bimeni hora'ot. Chalil l'lahavim kach, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaber elav mitoch metziyusenu. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking from the Mitzvah. There's an interesting chidah on the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the Parshas Vayehi B'Mitzrayim is considered to be a chumash by itself. So the Chidah cites from the Mukubalim that how can two psukim Vayehi B'Mitzrayim Vayehi B'Mitzrayim be a chumash in and of itself? He says what it means is, he says, the nesias of Klal Yisrael throughout history and things that happened to Klal Yisrael in the same way as what happened to Klal Yisrael in the times of Tanakh is recorded and was itself Torah. He says all of the ma'orois, the history of Klal Yisrael from the end of Tanakh, so to speak, onwards, also is Torah. He says, and it's all, so to speak, folded into those two psukim, which in the future, Mashiach comes, it'll be expanded, and we'll see in those two psukim all of the Klal Yisrael's history from, you know, the end of Malachi, so to speak, till now, till the coming of the Mashiach. He says it's like those dimensions folded into themselves, and expand it, so you have the expanded view, right? And that's all in Vayim and Sarah. In other words, what happens to Klal Yisrael is Torah as well. So contemporary history, that's in the same way as Klal Yisrael is Torah, and therefore when it says, you know, Vayisu Vayachnu, Vayisu Vayachnu, that's Torah. And you know, Vayish Shalom Ba'aretz Arboim Shana, that's Torah, right? And so on and so forth. Also with us, it'll be Torah. And that's part of that, that's that Chumash. Ad kama she'anu ma'aminim be'emes b'schar v'onesh, anu mafkim es atzmenu ma'ois na'kitois. Hari kol mi she'oisek b'Torah be'emes, mo'itze ba'as chayav, if the person learns Torah and he finds that in Torah, his life itself, that's where his emunas hachamim, that they transmitted Torah through the generations. They also were etzem ha-Torah. Type of like when I'm learning Rambam, we're not learning, Maimonides' opinion about. We are, but it's more than that. Right? He is imbued with Torah. He was one with the Torah. Things that he said are also Torah, which you can study not just as explanation of, but as Torah itself. Kol misha omer laKadosh Baruch Hu beemes v'nismach v'diver sarasecha ki em chayenu v'orech yameinu hu ha'oyver es haKadosh Baruch Hu shalom anas kabel pras v'hu mitalmidav shel Antignus issoichoi hamamshichim b'mesoras Torah shel alpeh ad yameinu. So a person learns Torah in the way that he understands, Kihem Chayenu, Orech Yameinu. So he says that is exactly what Antignus is saying, which is to with Be'ava, because Ava is Dveikus, is two things being one. And if you look at the Hakdama, famous Hakdama, the Egle Tal, where he talks about those who feel the more you enjoy Torah, the more you detract from the Lishma, and he's like, rips into them. But you've seen the Hakdama, right? So, and he's saying, because on the contrary, right, we see that the greater the enjoyment, the greater the dveikus. And so the greater the enjoyment of Torah, the greater the dveikus with Torah. The greater the dveikus with Torah, you're being davek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoy, as it says in Nefesh HaChayim. So, that's the idea. So the ikar of schar v'oinesh is really the ikar, not just as consequences to actions, but it's more than that. It's saying that the Torah is life itself, is kiyum itself. Heder ha-Torah is heder ha-kiyum. The lack of Torah is a lack of existence. And that's also, he explained why Tzadik and Baisus were, etc., went OTD as a result of this denial. Okay. All right, so that's it for today. I'm sorry, I went over time. Sorry about that.